Hi, I'm Bea Brooks.
And I'm Allie Bourgeois.
Welcome to Yogi and the Bee.
Yes, welcome! Number four.
Number four. I can't did you hear the crowd cheer in the back?
Oh, I did. I thought I was the only one that was hearing it.
No, they are clapping and screaming.
They're excited.
Number four. How you doing? How you doing, kid?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. Good. Good.
Feeling.
You're looking good.
Well, you're sweet. Feeling kind of relaxed and loving it.
Yeah.
Loving that we're doing this and kind of getting the groove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
So I think we're supposed to have another game night tonight.
Yes, that's right.
And it's something we've tried to plan, I guess, since the pandemic.
Oh,
with
some
neighbors of y'all's.
The Seals,
that live in the building.
And you know, I think Lee wants us to interview her at some stage.
I tell you what, that guest list is growing.
It is off the charts.
And they are wanting to play Mexican Train, I believe, right?
They are.
Whoa. Fun. Need to review the rules. Maybe your husband can help us with that.
Oh, no. I hate to put him through that. But I know that the Seals have their own rules. And I think everybody can just kind of go through their own rules. I really enjoyed with Heidi a couple of weekends ago for game day.
Chicken foot. So fun.
Yeah.
But I want to throw in some cash. You know what I'm saying?
What? I don't gamble. It's against Yogi rules.
Okay. Well, anyway, on a Friday night after 5, it might be kind of fun to add a little spark.
I think that they would love that.
Anyway, it has been brought to our attention, or to my attention, and maybe to yours too.
Yeah.
By some listeners that we are so grateful for. Again, I mean, come on. The downloads are amazing. But they are suggesting where we think our history is fun and amazing. And it is.
It is.
And unique.
Yes.
They wanted us to talk about a hot topic.
Hot pocket.
Woo, they're hot.
Talk about burning the entire skin off of the top of the mouth.
The worst.
Woo!
Woo!
Yep.
Anyway, so schools. Can we talk about schools?
Yes, we can.
We went to elementary school together.
We sure did.
Fond memories.
Yes.
Do you have good memories?
I enjoyed school until high school.
Yeah.
I loved you and Joy and all of our friends and went to a completely different school. That was hard. But no, I do have great memories of elementary school. And that was a public school.
Public school, yeah. Back to last week, talking about sticking to my routine and being a teacher. I don't know what it is. And I'm so grateful that I became a teacher, but I love school. I always have loved school.
Do you want to go back to school?
I kind of do.
What would you study?
Don't know. Just like to go to school.
Okay.
I mean, I have a couple of ideas, but so instead of like waking up as a kid and dreading going to school, I couldn't wait.
Like, did you put your outfit out the night before?
Put my outfit out.
Me too.
Plugged in the hot rollers in the morning.
Yeah.
Was really intentional about all that.
Yeah.
Makeup, hair. I mean, elementary school, not so much about the outfit and stuff, but just excited about going and getting to see all my friends.
Wait, you wore makeup in high school?
Yeah, 8th grade.
I did not.
Throw on the blue eyeshadow.
What?
Why?
I didn't wear makeup until probably 90s.
Was that because you weren't allowed? Or?
No, I wore mascara. That's it.
Yeah, but you still don't wear a lot of makeup. You don't need a lot of makeup.
Oh, you're snark. So sweet.
No, you don't. You have great features.
Well, why did you wear makeup? You're beautiful.
Anyway, that perhaps could be a whole nother podcast, but I'd like it.
We're just going to keep them coming.
Just keep them coming. So anyway, and then we went to different high schools.
Yes.
And then you went away to boarding school. And was that your choice or your parents, or was high school just not great?
High school was not great. I had a horrible bully that we'll be talking about with our interview with Glenda Baker. I'm not in therapy about it now, but I was in therapy about that for a long time. And I was scared to death of a girl that would come into the bathroom after a class. I think it was just weird, coincidence that we ended up in the bathroom after a class on that same hall. Anyway, she would tell me that she was going to kill me every time she saw me. I think I just had a hard time with the move, to be honest, moving away from all of y'all that I was so close with. And I would cry because I didn't want to go to the dance on Friday night. I was just, I was probably an introvert, and that's probably when it showed up a lot. Mm-hmm. But my parents would look at me and go, "Why are you crying? Why don't you want to go to this dance?" I just felt like Druid Hills High School was not made for me. So I failed algebra, surprise, surprise. And my parents saw that there was a camp at a boarding school up in Virginia, and that you could get high school credits for, like a summer school. So I could also get my lifeguarding degree or lifeguarding certificate, not degree, and learn to sail and learn how to study. And it changed my life. It was amazing.
And how many years was that?
Two.
Yeah. So
I loved it.
Ninth and 10th grade?
10th and 11th. And I could not believe that I was able to make A's. They had study halls every night. You had to go. I don't think you had to go. I just forgot to wear a belt, and I had dust bunnies under my bed. I was always in study hall. But it was good for me because I actually did my homework. So I also had a lot of tutors for math. But when I went back to Druid Hills, I went back to being a poor student. And I was talking to my mom about that yesterday, how different my life could have been if I'd stayed at boarding school. I think I really would have excelled. I think I would.
Why did you come back?
My boyfriend at the time talked me into staying, and my husband now talked me into staying, and Amy McMillan talked me into coming on back. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So the good news is that you went, because I think that it changed you for the better.
I learned how to study.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I'm not sure when I learned that. I think much later in my adult life, when I was really doing college for something that I was really interested in. But the elementary school was tricky because we were all together, and then some of us stayed together to go to the same high school.
Oh, that's right. Because some went to Lakeside High School and some went to Briarcliff Community.
Right.
Briarcliff High School.
Yeah, that whole 7th grade to high school thing was a big deal. I remember you and Pam Wiseman and my friend Alexia.
I love hearing all these names.
We had to separate, and it was so sad. And then I remember growing up, where we lived was like right on the line of Briarcliff and Lakeside, and I was always so fearful they were going to close Briarcliff.
Oh, that's right.
And I would have to go to Lakeside, even though I knew people.
Yeah.
It was just this huge rival. And so, you know, you didn't want to go to the Viking school. And then Druid Hills, anyway.
Yeah.
So crazy. And then college, you were London cooking school.
I did go to college for a little bit up in Laurinburg, North Carolina, at St. Andrews, and that's when I had my bad experience.
Oh.
But then, yes, at some point I did end up at Leith's School of Food and Wine, and
where's that
Prue Leith was my teacher.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. Oh, that was in London.
Yes.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yes.
Well, and then... And then I became a teacher.
Yeah.
Back in that school.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts of private school versus public school, where you see that it was helpful for my ADHD type personality? And we didn't have the test back then to see that maybe you had something that needed a little help.
Right.
You were just the clown in a classroom, or you were, you know, not paying attention, whatever. So what are your thoughts on that? I would like to know, because you were a special ed teacher
in
a public school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then grew up in public school. I mean, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, it always comes back to the principal and the leader of the school and teacher morale and... I don't know. I'm not a parent, so I can't speak from having children and where I would put them in school.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm a public girl school.
I totally get that.
I think that, I mean, nothing against private school.
No.
But I think you can get the same education depending on the leader and the administration. Now, of course, class size and all that is different.
Well, I mean, look at the boys. Have two boys, and first son was kind of singled out for the gifted program because of his art.
Oh, yeah.
And that was great for him. Charlie Mack got in the gifted program because Mama had him tested. They did not single him out. But after watching them, Charlie Mack was absolutely fine. He excelled. He was that personality that worked in a public school. Kind of reminds me of my husband at public school. He just wanted to get along with everybody. He was friends with everybody. But my firstborn, Stuart, I really think that if I could have found a Paideia type school for him, he excelled. I mean, he did really well. Of course he did well. But I just think there's some personalities, just like college-wise. Mm-hmm. So you have the liberal arts college small school people, and you have the big university school people. And I think that now counselors know that how to look at a student and go, you need this. You don't need to be going to University of Georgia if you're a liberal arts small school personality, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you even remember who your high school counselor was?
I felt like counselors were not awesome back then, but I hear they are now.
Well, again, I think it just depends. But yeah, I mean, I just remember meeting with mine to tell me the courses I was taking the next year, but it wasn't a lot of college prep or, you know, you would do better in this atmosphere or under this teacher.
Yeah.
So, but my point is, I don't really hear much that it's too much different in private school as far as personal attention from counselors, but I could be wrong.
I
I don't know.
I do remember my private school experience. It was more of a one-on-one get-to-know-you experience versus walking in and, yeah, they really didn't know you because there were so many people.
Mm-hmm. Their caseload is crazy.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's
super
individualized. Although, you know, in my high school, I was, you know, known as the youngest Brooke. So they knew who my siblings were. And
I think that would have been nice. Yeah. I didn't have that experience.
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. I mean, I can't tell you the amount of times teachers would say, you know, if I didn't get it the first try, oh, come here, let's take this test again, you know.
Oh, wow.
Because they just knew who I was. They knew my family. They, you know, it was personalized, even though it was public. It was awesome. Anyway, it's just interesting. Fun place to go. I mean, I'd come home, change clothes, and go back for the basketball game or the football game.
Oh, I'm
much like your husband in that I
you enjoyed it.
I loved it, man. I just loved it.
I probably would if I headed on to Lakeside, but would I? I mean, my sister went to Pace.
Oh yeah,
and my brother was kind of the naughty boy in high school, so maybe not.
Yeah. Why do you think she went to private school?
She met a friend in Jacksonville Beach from our episode before that went to Pace, that was vacationing in Jacksonville Beach, and they really hit it off. They're still friends now. And I think that changed her life.
Oh, wow.
I think she realized she was, one, born to the wrong family, two, in the wrong neighborhood and needed to get to her people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you remember how many years she was there?
She was there maybe 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Did she graduate from?
She did. She was May Queen.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Yep.
So yeah, that was a good change for her.
Absolutely.
And then she went on to a private college.
Sweetbriar. Gosh, the drive up to Sweetbriar when I was in, let's see, I'm 6 years younger than my sister. So I'm not going to do the math. I promise all of y'all, I'm not going to try to figure that out. But driving up to that part of Virginia, which is around Charlottesville, blew my mind.
Blew my mind.
It is so gorgeous. It's horse country.
Yeah.
And just wow. And so when the St. Margaret's thing came up, I was like, and my sister was, you know, my older kind of like pushing me to be better. I was like, yeah, I want to be up in that beautiful place in the world. But I was in flat country. I was in Tidewater country in Virginia, and it was not beautiful. And the Rappahannock River was brown. It is
doo-doo brown like your car?
Yes. It was doo-doo brown like my, my car in high school, another good story for another time, was called Jobby Doo-Doo.
It was
a Camaro.
Two-door brown Camaro. You were smoking hot.
No, I wasn't. No? I had people coming up to me that I had never met in my life telling me that I had a sexy car. And I was like, I did not choose this car.
Well, at least it wasn't an orange Chevette.
Who had an orange Chevette?
A friend in high school.
Okay. What did you drive? Because I didn't really. I did go to a party at your house in high school, but that was the one.
Shocker.
Oh. But I can talk about that.
A lot of parties there.
Really?
Yeah.
And I was only at one. Thanks. B.
Well, again, you went away.
Yes.
Remember?
I did. So what car did you drive?
Well, my first car was my sister's blue Beetlebug Volkswagen.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
You could hear it coming.
Yeah, I can smell it today.
The diesel oil or no, what
just,
is
just the car? I don't,
oh, yeah. Okay.
But it was stick shift.
Wow,
it was pretty cool. So, did your brother go to college?
He did. He went to all of the colleges in South Georgia.
He went to
Georgia Southern. He went to Southern Georgia. He went to, you know, all of
West Georgia, South Georgia, Valdosta
State.
Oh, wow.
Then he went to, finally, he graduated from Georgia State, you and my husband.
Correct.
Yep. Go Panthers.
Go Panthers. Woo! Gosh, so much different now. It is so much different now. Couple of things. Mm-hmm. So we were all, we being my family and siblings, all kind of public school kids, high school and college. My sister went to Georgia. Mm-hmm. My one brother went to Georgia Southern, and my other brother went to Georgia Tech.
Oh, the Georgia Tech guy is the winner chicken dinner.
Boom, chicka, boom, boom.
So you went where?
Allison, I went to University of Georgia with your husband
mm-hmm.
for 1 year.
Yep.
We were horrible. We came home every weekend. We did not.
You were at a big school.
I know. And we were kind of, not to toot our horn, but we were kind of the big deal. Not the big deal, but we were both pretty popular in high school. Loved high school, and then we got to Georgia, and we're like, "Hey, what are you doing?
Oh.
Y'all don't know us from Atlanta."
That makes me so sad.
But we both have said, your husband and I, more than once, that we wish we had done it different.
And what would that have looked like?
Well, I don't know. We kind of leaned on each other, and I'm so grateful he was there. If he hadn't been there, would I have joined the sorority? Probably not. But anyway, and then went to Georgia State twice. I don't know. I loved going there. I had a great experience, but I wish I had been
Davidson?
Know. No. Like FSU or...
Why would you want to go from a big school to a big school?
Well, just kind of the whole party atmosphere and mm-hmm. the football games. And
Yeah.
I mean, your husband and I would go to maybe the first half of a Georgia game.
Wait.
And leave.
What?
And now what do? We love to go and tailgate. We're 55 years old. Why didn't we do that when we were in our 20s?
I will be asking him about that later.
Yeah. I wish I had college to do all over again, but here we are, and we came out okay. But
you sure did.
I did enjoy it. I don't want to say that, but...
Okay, what do you think about the Europeans? I don't think that we are able to do this for our children here, but I think definitely... My boys could have benefited with this, going and backpacking for a year.
Mm.
I think that if the American kids...
A gap year,
yes, that you could go do something, not work in your town's coffee shop or whatever. Go and experience life in a safe way, traveling in a place where... Your parents felt like you were safe. I think Europeans, you're able to go and get a Eurail pass and do a little bit of exploring.
Yeah.
I don't think we have that safety over here because it's so big.
Yeah.
And the train rides are not great. The roads are scary. What could American kids do for a gap year and then figure out what they really want to do? You know?
Yeah. It's funny. The past few high school graduations I've gone to recently, you know, they'll say the name of the student, and then instead of saying like Vanderbilt University as to where they're going to school, they'll say gap year. I think that's great.
That is so great, because the stress of having to come up with a plan is huge.
I was, when you had to declare your degree.
Yeah.
I mean, flip a coin. I didn't know.
I'm going to be a human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Learn about life.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's, I think it would be super helpful. And we just, Americans put so much pressure on what's the next thing? What's the next thing? Hurry up and decide.
But can I tell you why? Okay. So when your kids are in school, I saw my ex-husband and my husband now sit there going, okay, you need to go and look at a whole bunch of schools. And both of the boys were like, I'm not, and they wouldn't do anything. And so then you would push them to do something where, you know, it was affordable. And then you would take them to the tour and they'd be like, okay, I'll do that. I think if they had had the freedom not to make that choice, they would have not gone to the big college that they went to and not been lost, because they're both unusual like I am. And they would have taken that gap year and come back and gone, I want to teach music. I want to teach yoga. I want to go to cooking school. Absolutely.
Yeah. I forget. I mean, elementary school or vivid memories, public elementary school. And then we just kind of drifted apart. And I don't know. It was just different. Yeah. We had such different experiences.
Yeah, we did. I'm so glad that we have this time together. What's the song?
I'm so glad we had this time together just to have a laugh and sing a song. That's Carol Burnett.
I love her too.
Gosh, best memories.
We've
hoped that you could keep up with us. Just kind of talking about schools and public and private. And I mean, you asked for a serious hot topic.
Hot pocket.
And this is what you got. Maybe we just stick to silly.
You know what? So next week, we are going to be interviewing our friend, Glenda Baker. And I'm super excited about that, because she is amazing.
A celebrity. I can't wait.
Yeah. And we have so much to say.
Cover. We may have to do episode one, episode two. I don't know. I mean, two.
Listen, you just wait, because we are going to blow your mind.
Okay, then. We better sign off now. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate us.
Review
and download Bubbles and Bubbly.
Namaste.
I'm so glad we had this time together just to have a laugh or sing a song. Seems we just get started, and before you know it comes the time we have to say goodbye.